from Mark, the 15th chapter, just one verse. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, one coming from the countryside, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. I have watched, I don't know how many Easter drums, and listened to I don't know how many Easter cantatas, and I've never heard Alexander and Rufus referred to. But the truth is, Alexander and Rufus, I mean, they played a part in the Holy Week drama. Well, that's stretching it a little bit. Their father played a part in the Holy Week drama. And him you know. Him you know. Their father, Simon of Cyrene, was the most famous passerby in history. No doubt a pilgrim coming to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. His path, he was probably a farmer, happened to cross that of the crucifixion processional. And Jesus, having been so severely mistreated by his captors that he couldn't even bear his beam, they compelled Simon to carry it. This farmer from the sticks stumbles into the most extraordinary story in history and gains a niche in our redemptive saga. He disappears from history after that. We know nothing more about him. Though I should say to you, however, that in early Christianity, there was a heretical Christian sect that actually gave Simon of Cyrene more importance. They were a Gnostic group who believed that Simon of Cyrene not only bore Jesus' cross, he was crucified in Jesus' stead. The Gnostics believed in a very sharp distinction between the purity of the flesh and the evil of the corporeal body, and they could not imagine that Jesus, whom they conceived of as pure spirit, experiencing the gruesome corporeality of crucifixion. So they said Simon of Cyrene actually was crucified in Jesus' place. There have been generations from that time on who really have had a hard time grasping that our Lord truly was subjected to this torturous death. Now that brings us to Alexander and Rufus. What do we know about Alexander and Rufus? Nothing. Not a thing. However, the early Christian community, particularly the Gentile community, knew exactly who Alexander and Rufus were. Because the gospel writer Mark identifies Simon, their father, by means of his sons. Do you understand what that means? Simon was compelled to carry the cross of Jesus. But Alexander and Rufus grew up to become cross bearers themselves. They became such pillars of the Christian church that Mark could identify their father by means of his sons, who were well known to the early Christian community. Simon stumbled into the redemptive saga. But Alexander and Rufus willingly took their place in the redemption saga. Their father bore the cross by happenstance. They consciously chose to bore the cross of their Lord. And their witness was so well known that Mark could identify their father by means of their faith. They were cross bearers. You and I, on this morning, as we partake in this supper, we carry on the tradition of Alexander and Rufus, we willingly, consciously become cross bearers. Simon bore the cross of Jesus because he had been so abused he could not do it himself. So too, we are now to embody the mercy, the grace, the redemptive story, the powerful magnetic love that Jesus can no longer do on earth because we are his hands and his feet. His time on earth is over. It falls to us to be cross bearers, to be the embodiment of his love and redemptive grace. As we partake of this table, as we eat the bread, symbolic of his broken body, as we drink the cup, symbolic of his shed blood, we signal our conscious willingness to continue the heritage of Alexander and Rufus and be cross bearers of the gospel for our generation. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, as often as you eat this, eat it in remembrance of me. In the same way also, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I invite you this morning to consciously, willingly claim the role of cross bearer. I invite you to be willing to confess your faith in Christ by partaking of these elements. I remind you, as always, it is not Dr. Krimmer's supper. It's not even the supper of Vineville Baptist Church. It is the supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone who would claim Christ as Savior, anyone who would consciously take his cross upon their shoulders, as the Spirit of God has given it to you, you are invited to partake.